When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we continue. It's already been a pretty wild show. Chris Lowe joins us from Aggie Land. We had Brandon Siler on, one of the unsung stars of the new Swamp Kings Untold Netflix documentary. And let's get back to the calls we go. And Tony is in Alabama. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Paul. It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you.
My first recollection of you, me and you both were in Birmingham. I was an electrician at a steel mill in 1980, and I picked up a Birmingham Post-Herald and saw your picture in it. And so I know you probably love Birmingham, or are pretty fond of Birmingham.
I sure do, absolutely.
And my concern is Birmingham has been put on a list as the second most dangerous city in the country.
Really?
And I read AL.com just about every day, and I see the tragedy in lives being snuffed out at an early age. And I have an idea that I think could help that, but I've tried to call Charles Barkley. I emailed him, never got a response from him or his agent. I tried to call the mayor in Birmingham. I don't get any response from them. And so I thought I'll call somebody that's got some influence, and that happened to be yours, Paul Feinbaum. So what I need to do is, I heard you talk to a guy that's got a restaurant in Otagaville,
right?
A barbecue restaurant a couple of weeks ago. And I thought if you would come to Logan Martin Lake and get on my pontoon boat, we'd go eat catfish at Clear Creek Marina at the back porch, and I would talk to you about my idea. But I really need to talk with like a athletic director from Auburn in Alabama, because it's got a lot to do with what I think can help Birmingham. So if you're interested in that.
Well, I am, Tony. I feel very strongly about Birmingham. In fact, my wife is from there and would probably like to move back tomorrow. But my point being, we'll figure this out. This is you're in, you said Lake Martin or Lake Logan Martin?
Logan Martin. In Lincoln.
Okay, in Lincoln. Okay. So I know exactly where you are.
You're in the Pale City area.
Yeah. I am going to be in Alabama in 2 weeks, but it's going to be pretty hectic. But I'm there a lot. Why don't we just stay in touch with each other, and we'll find unfortunately, we just missed a good period here where I probably would have been back there a lot. But I'll be there. We'll figure this out, okay?
On a Saturday or Sunday afternoon would work for you and your wife. Y'all could come down, spend the afternoon on the pontoon boat, eat the best catfish on Logan Martin Lake, and hear a plan that could really help Birmingham out.
Well, if she got a good look at Logan Martin Lake, I know where she'd want to be.
Okay.
Hey, we will be in touch. Thank you very, very much. Thanks so much. You ready to go? You like catfish?
Yes.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Fresh catfish sounds good to me. Walt is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Walt.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? You hard someone to get a hold of.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you.
Paul, I have followed you for years now. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in South Carolina, but I'm not no game chicken fan. My wife is. We're a house divided. I'm a diehard dog fan.
Woof, woof.
And I appreciate getting straight to the point. You're knowledgeable and everything else, but Paul, it's got me because I've heard you say some stuff about my dogs. You know we're going to three-peat again this year, and then I'm going to tell you this too. LSU's taking down Florida State. When it comes playoff time, I can tell you the first top three teams in it. I could tell you more, but it's going to be Georgia, Clemson, LSU. And I want your intake on it, and I was just, Paul, I'm going to be honest with you. Alabama, darn Bama, they're done because Kirby's like a dentist. With Alabama, he's yanking all the recruits like a dentist yanks teeth. He's got this program set up, and I'm going to tell you who else is doing it. The South Carolina. I know your love for Alabama. I love Nick Saban. That's the man. Besides Bobby Bowden, them the two best coaches I ever seen. But give me some input, Paul, on what you think's going down with all this new stuff coming next year and everything else, because I'm seeing the window opening up for 2-3 lost teams to come in and beat a one or undefeated team for the national championship. What's your feelings on that?
Well, Walt, I agree with you on that. Next year, everything will be different, and you don't have to be perfect to get in the playoffs. But the one thing I will dispute is Nick Saban and recruiting. I think Nick Saban is recruiting at the highest possible level. His class this past year was spectacular. He's getting he's got the probably the number two quarterback in the country in next year's class. Now again, Kirby Smart, but the thing about Saban, it's not a matter of Nick Saban recruiting well. It's really a battle between Kirby Smart and Nick Saban at the moment. And
so you think that's a grudge match?
Well, if what you say is true, then everything I'm saying is going to be muted, because I think Kirby winning three straight ends this conversation about where Nick Saban is today. There's no such thing as a dynasty when your competitor has just won three straight national championships.
Don't get me wrong on that, Paul. I think majority they're going to take this third year.
Well, I believe you're correct, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'll be happy to spend some of your money betting on that. I'm not spending any of mine.
I hear you, Paul, and I would give it to you.
Well, and part of the reason I say that is it's so there are a lot of things that go wrong, and I mean, I'm not going to give you the game of chances. I watched the same thing 10 years ago with Alabama. I was as convinced Alabama was going to three-peat then as I am Georgia is now. And it took the craziest play in college football history to end that.
You're exactly right. Is that the one with Auburn?
Yeah, the kick six.
Yep, okay. I agree with you 100% on anything can happen on any given day. And I agree with you, Paul. But, no, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I don't want to tie you up. Callers wanting to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, and we will talk soon, I hope. Wade is in Virginia. Hello, Wade.
Hey, how you doing today?
Things are great, Wade.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, with all this conference realignment and most of it driven by the TV revenue, do you think we'll ever get to the point where just Power Five schools are playing Power Five schools?
I do think it's a high probability, because with where these television deals are going, nobody wants to see these other games, and I know that I've just insulted a lot of people out there that have really good programs, but you know what? I want to see LSU in Florida and North Carolina and South Carolina. I don't really want to see Alabama and Middle and Arkansas and Western Carolina and Auburn and UMass and Georgia and UT Martin. Ole Miss and Mercer, Mississippi State, Southeast Louisiana, Missouri and San Diego. Those are not games that are high on my to-do list.
Yeah, I agree with you. The last 2 years, I've watched the Pitt-Tennessee games.
And good game.
They were good games. I was pulling for Tennessee. I'm an Alabama fan. I live in Virginia, but I'm a SEC fan. And those games were entertaining. I don't want to see Alabama play Middle Tennessee or Chattanooga.
And by the way, Middle Tennessee has a good team. They're a really good program.
Yeah, they're
good. I still don't want
to
see
them. They're good schools, but we can do better.
Well, and we should do better. And it just seems like a waste. it's not like there are plenty of schools you can play. I realize Tennessee lost that first game to Pitt, but it was a brand new program and it was some bad calls, and they made up for it last year. But we need meaningful games. We don't need 4 hours of wasted time.
Yeah, and I hope the SEC goes to more. I'd like to see them go to more conference games.
Well, I think they will. They got caught in a very unique situation. They made up for it when they released the schedule, and I compliment them for that. But I think the SEC will see 9 games in 25. We're up against a break. Speaking of the Dogs, we'll find out about the injury that occurred to one of their top running backs today, what impact that could have. Wes Blankenship is up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And welcome back. Wes Blankenship joins us now. We mentioned the disturbing story about the injury over there. We'll get more details on that in a minute from Wes, joining us from Dogs HQ. Wes, thanks. So tell us, for those who may have missed the early part of the program, the running back situation, what happened and what it means.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure. Not a pleasure for Branson Robinson, who had a non-contact patella injury. That's in your knee. Kirby Smart told us that today, and it's not a very fun injury. I've not had it, knock on wood. None of us would hope to have that thing. But the concern for Georgia now is, what do the Dogs do without Branson Robinson? Because Kendall Milton's been a little banged up throughout his career. There's a rap sheet on him that he can't stay healthy. You know, he's played in a lot of Georgia football games, but now for him to be the bell cow back, Georgia fans are a little concerned. Can he stay on the field? And Branson Robinson was already a little hurt coming into camp, but you thought that he might be full bore heading into the meat of the SEC schedule. Now he's out for the year. So you're looking at a guy like Andrew Paul, who was also hurt last year, coming off an ACL injury. Dejon Edwards is kind of the diminutive one in Georgia's backfield. So I don't think he gets enough respect. But it's kind of a bizarro world that we're in right now, where Georgia's wide receiving core is the deepest part of this offense, and now its running backs could be getting a little thin here.
And we all know the Georgia schedule, Wes. Where would you see this showing up? Where would it hurt Georgia? How deep into the season? And by then, what can they do to overcome it?
Well, it's funny you bring up the schedule, and that's really working in Georgia's favor. You know, looking at the top of it there, UT Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, you know, maybe the Fighting Beamers make it a little interesting between the hedges. I'm not discounting that road trip to Auburn, though. I know it's Hugh Freeze's first year. I know my guy Mark Schlabaugh had him at 5-7, but it's an SEC road game, and Carson Beck will have not done that yet as a starter. So I think, you know, you could potentially look at that Auburn game and say, if Georgia can't get some rhythm going on offense and Auburn's, you know, taking them out of it, that crowd making it one-dimensional, maybe that thing gets a little scary. I don't know. I'm not saying it'll be a game ender for them. But then, you know, obviously that November stretch of Ole Miss and Tennessee, Georgia's got to find a way to have a healthy stable of backs for that stretch.
Wes, I wanted to ask you about Georgia's big rival, Florida. We had Brandon Sauer on earlier. He was one of the people featured in this Netflix Untold. How are the Dog fans enjoying reliving the Urban Meyer years?
I got to tell you, Paul, I can't speak for every Georgia fan, but I'll speak for everybody who's watched Untold. And I saw you on the program, okay? Why is it that when we watch this Untold documentary series, it's nothing that we don't already know? They should rename the whole series Told, because we already know all these stories. Johnny Football, we knew everything about him that we saw in the documentary. Florida, nothing groundbreaking. I mean, was Urban Meyer operating the camera for you and your shots? Was he producing the documentary, Paul?
You know, I had some people stop me today, and I went back and looked, because I really couldn't remember when I spoke to them, and I came up, I believe it was April 10th, 2022, when I did that interview that just aired this week for the first time. It was originally supposed to air last year, and then it was put back. I have no idea why. But back to your question, no, Urban Meyer was not in the involved in the shoot. And what was disturbing to me was I said a bunch of things about Urban, and they kept stopping me because I was going on about Zach Smith and kicking players in Jacksonville. And they said, these were guys from London. They said, Mr. Feinbaum, this is about 2005 to 2010, which really irritated me because I didn't know Urban that well back then, but I got to know him a lot better later on and began to dislike him even more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the London guys over there, they're all Jags fans because they play over there right all the time, it seems like. But yeah, it was for the Georgia fans, I'll say this. You look back on those games, you know, other than that 07 game where Mark Richt had had the team dancing in the end zone, it was tough. I was in college during those years as an undergrad at Georgia, and those were some pretty tough times to run up against Urban Meyer. But now you got Kirby Smart, and he's doing a lot of those same things to other teams. So we'll see.
So you think 10 years from now they'll be doing Untold, assuming that series holds up, which it probably won't based on these last two, about the Georgia reign of terror, how Georgia supplanted Nick Saban and sent the GOAT back to the farm?
Well, I mean, the apprentice always has to take down the master, Paul. So maybe you and I can make that documentary. We'll have a episode by episode. You know, we'll have an episode about Cash Jones, the walk-on running back who is filling out Georgia's backfield in the wake of Branson Robinson's injury. He's a really gritty guy, lunch pail dude, gym rat running back. He might deserve his own story by the time this season's all said and done. But in all seriousness, I mean, Brock Bowers deserves his own film. Everyone talks about Stetson Bennett. Brock Bowers is like Clark Kent, man. And he's not of this planet.
Before you go, I want to ask you one more thing about Georgia, and then we'll go to something else. But the predictions are all in, and, Wes, they don't mean anything. You know that. But we're finally to the point where the predictions are going to stop. But do you buy in heavily about the Dogs? And I know we mentioned the running back situation, but what could derail them as the season unfolds down to the key games later?
The only thing that can derail them is them. And, you know, the predictions are what they are. I haven't seen any evidence so far to tell me that Georgia won't three-peat. They're going to do it unless they beat themselves. Carson Beck, a lot of question marks about, you know, how's he going to handle this schedule as a starter. But Kirby Smart said it, talking to Reese Davis. Really great interview that Reese and Pete Thamel put together. Kirby Smart said it, man. Georgia's practices are where it's at. And I know Carson can't really get hit in those, but he's going up against a really good defense every single day.
Before you go, Coffee Town, what's the latest?
Go Fight Win is the new show I'm dropping this week. Coffee Town fans, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. We'll have a new show every Thursday. We'll have some great interviews. Ryan McGee is our headline interview to start. Paul, if you ever want to stop by, you got any good stories from your playing days as a high school football captain, you're welcome to visit.
I would love to do that, but unfortunately for you, I've already sold the rights to Untold.
Dang.
Or never been or will be told.
Untold, the Paul Finebaum high school All-American quarterback story.
How the knee injury cost me the starting quarterback job at the University of Tennessee.
Tale as old as time. You could have thrown it over those mountains,
it's
Paul.
Well known. Hey, thank you very much, Wes. Great to see you. We'll take a very short break here. More of your phone calls when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Finebaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So there's some breaking news from Alabama. Remember the big excitement when Eli Gold was coming back? This has been made official this afternoon, that Eli Gold will only do the home games, and Chris Stewart, who filled in for him last year, will call the road games. Tyler Watts replaces John Parker Wilson. Tyler was a quarterback at Alabama about 20 years ago. This is a little surprising, though, because the story initially came out that Eli was going to do the whole season. And you may remember Eli was with us, 3 weeks ago and said that, you know, getting back to be the Alabama play-by-play announcer was what really inspired him and kept him fighting through more than 240 days in a hospital as he was trying to battle, first to find out what was wrong and then battle back cancer after it was diagnosed. So, a curious decision by the University of Alabama here to disallow Eli Gold the opportunity to go on the road. And I say that because he told us he was perfectly healthy and was able to do the entire schedule. Clearly, someone at Alabama, I'm presuming that someone is Greg Byrne or Nick Saban, felt otherwise. Let's get back to the calls at 855-242-7285, and Robin is up next in Florida.
Hi, Paul.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Always super excited to talk to you, and I've been listening closely today, so I'm kind of thinking maybe my question has already been answered, especially listening to you talk to Wes Blankenship. But I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, 100%, and really, really hoping that they get that much deserved, and hopefully they earn it three in a row. So I'll just kind of apply this more to the SEC in general, but maybe the team might be in their schedule. Who do you think is going to maybe play out to be a big sleeper team in the SEC that might surprise everybody?
One school I think is possible is Texas A&M. To me, they look like they are capable. I think you need a quarterback to be a sleeper team, and they have one. And I think South Carolina has a possibility to be that sleeper team because they have an established quarterback. What I don't like about South Carolina is an absolutely suffocating schedule. Who else?
Mm. I heard you mention Ole Miss, which surprised me.
Well,
but then you said there's no way they're going to win in Athens.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to say Ole Miss just a minute ago, but I really think they got dealt the worst blow of anyone in the SEC on the West by getting a road trip in Georgia. That's absurd. You can't win that game. So they also have Alabama on the road. So from my mind, they have the two toughest road games in the SEC. They have LSU at home. So that means you have to turn some games. And that's the biggest knock on Lane Kiffin to date. What does he have to show as a significant win? I mean, you see the chart where some coaches like Nick Saban or Brian Kelly or somebody, their record versus top 10 teams. I mean, Lane Kiffin's is abysmal. And I think, beat Kentucky last year. That may have been a top 10 team, but it turned out to be a mediocre team.
I was asking my husband about Kentucky the other night because I had not heard anybody talking about them.
I like
but
Kentucky,
but they always
too.
Seem to come through.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a sleeper team in terms of maybe getting 9 wins. Are they a sleeper team in terms of, contesting with the dogs? I don't think so. So they have some opportunities. I mean, they have the Alabama game at home in November. I bring that up because winning in Lexington in November is more difficult than September.
Mm-hmm. And so just listening to you, I'm thinking about our schedule and wondering if maybe one of our toughest games might be Tennessee.
Robin, I think that is the toughest game. And I know I've reacted negatively toward the South Carolina game being I don't buy that game being tough. And contrary to what Wes just said, I don't think the Auburn game you can manufacture that, but I think Auburn has a chance to beat some teams this year, but Georgia is not one of them, and especially not early on. That's the fifth game of the year.
Yeah, that one always makes me a little nervous, too.
Well, I understand.
Favorite to see him come out ahead on is Florida.
I've covered a lot of Georgia-Auburn games, and it's always been one of the great rivalries, but Georgia's schedule, to me, It really begins in November. Even the Ole Miss game could be tricky if Ole Miss is flying high. I don't, but certainly the Tennessee game, without dispute, is the toughest game.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that, and I hope we bring down the Gators. And praying for this poor guy that's hurt. I just heard this on your show, and I was really surprised. I didn't know that. I'm anxious to be on the phone.
Robin,
call my husband.
That's a big loss because even though he may not have been tops on the depth chart, he was going to be counted on very, very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Jackson in Auburn. Hello, Jackson.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well.
So it's about 97 here in Auburn. It feels like 102, and I tell you, it might as well be freezing. There's a buzz around the school right now that we're all ready to see Auburn get back to being Auburn, and I think the stars are just going to align, and I'd like to think we could win 8 or 9 games, and I'd be pretty scared if I were Georgia walking into Jordan-Hare, and maybe we can pick off Bama or LSU, but I think we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Well, Jackson, I agree with a lot of what you've said, but I don't see Auburn beating Georgia or LSU this year. I think the games that Auburn has to win are those 50-50 games. They have a couple of road games that if they can steal one or two of them, I think they'll have a chance for a really good season. But I'm all for the enthusiasm that Auburn fans have. It's been a long time since Auburn fans have been fired up. Those last two or three years of Malzahn and the entire tenure of who's the last coach at Auburn? Parson.
We're
dismal, but be patient.
Oh, we're patient and we're ready. And you know, Peyton Thorne looks great under the new offense, and I think he's having fun. And if I were a Georgia fan, I mean, all my buddies from UGA, that's the one game they're scared of. And I mean, that correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that Carson Beck's first road game as a starter?
It will be. And yep. If it was the first game of the year, I might be a little more nervous. Listen, that's the one thing we have to see from Carson Beck. How does he handle pressure? There's no way of knowing right now. He's never had any. And, you know, he probably won't have any until Auburn. I realize that's going to be the narrative. South Carolina, probably not. But Auburn, I've seen a lot of upsets in that stadium before. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out William in South Carolina. Hello, William.
Yes, I'm here. I would like to ask, what do you think about Clemson's offense this year with Garrett Riley and everything else?
I'm pretty excited by it, William. I think Dabo Sweeney has a monster down there. Not only that, I think he has a really stout defense. And I think Clemson is going to be knocking on the door of a playoff berth this year.
I do, too. Now, two defensive tackles I would love for people to watch is Peter Woods and DeMonte Capehart.
Okay.
DeMonte Capehart went to high school with him all through middle school. And when he was in high school, he was an absolute beast. And to me personally, I think he's improving.
Well, I hope so. I think, you know, Clemson also has a good schedule. To me, the Notre Dame game, the Florida State game, those are always games that at home really matter. South Carolina, as you look at that schedule, I really think South Carolina might be their toughest game of the year. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jeremy is in Kentucky. You're on the air. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for talking to you, Paul. I wanted to ask you two quick questions. What's your opinion of Mark Stoops? What do you think our chances of beating Alabama this year are? And if we wind up with a losing season, do they get Mark Stoops out of there?
First of all, there's no way Kentucky's having a losing season. So the Mark Stoops question will never be asked because I think he's in really good shape. He's well-liked. He's had tremendous support. And Alabama is an interesting game. Now, the only way I think Kentucky beats Alabama is if Alabama is struggling at that moment. I think the LSU game is the week before, and should LSU go into Tuscaloosa, Alabama may just be in a world of hurt if that's their second or third loss. But I see possibly nine wins this year for Mark Stoops, who is a fantastic coach. And when we saw Mark Stoops in Nashville about a month ago, he seemed about as loose and confident as I have seen him in a while. We'll take a break. Scott Rabelais from LSU will join us top of the next hour. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time running out in the third hour. Let's check out Squirrel in Mississippi. How are you, Squirrel?
You know, I'm doing great. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of discussion about what makes a good caller past few days and what have you. And personally, for me, I need to be entertained by a caller, but he needs to be sapient at the same time, which is, you know, kind of a rare occurrence. So, you know, I only have my few favorites, and that's because of that reason. But I thought, you know, Jeff, our favorite carpetbagger, had a great call today. And I heard his call last week when he's talking about his single A and double A callers. But I didn't know he was fishing for compliments, or I would have called in and congratulated him on his call. But, you know, those leg hunter wannabes like, Mark from Tulsa, AC, AJ, I don't know. If they would just listen to themselves, they're so boring. They literally say nothing for the first 30 or 40 seconds. Then here comes the gem swipe. I mean, you can almost predict it. I mean, do you not see that?
Yeah, I don't mind a bad call. I just mind a bad call that takes 3 minutes to get to.
Yeah, I mean, if your goal is to go after Jim, you know, go after him right as soon as you start chatting is my advice. But I'll be so glad for the season to start, because I'm just so sick of the same questions that I hear.
Hold on, Squirrel. I have a couple of questions for you, okay?
I'm here. What can I do for you?
You think South Carolina can win it all?
I think they're going to be the surprise team this year, Paul.
I'm glad you said that because we are.
I know you've answered this.
Yeah, we're past the point of no return at the moment.
I know you've answered this four times today, but how do you think Kentucky's going to do against Alabama?
I no longer really care.
You think Kentucky has a chance?
I think Kentucky's got a better chance of going 0-12 than 12-0.
I hear you. And speaking of that, have you heard from Mr. Magoo since he jumped on the call last week?
No.
He pouts. Have you noticed that? He's a pouter.
A pouter?
A pouch, like sticks his...
Yeah, I know. I've heard that word before.
he just pouts. I was going to stay on.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what else he does, because he seems like a pretty religious listener to the show.
He watches The View in the morning. Okay. You know that. He's got to see his girls. And I don't know what he does during lunch. I guess goes to service stations and hollers at women.
It's a busy news day, so he may be watching that.
Picture, and if he just stayed on my call long enough last week, I was going to apologize for one.
Well, Squirrel, we're having a little bit of difficulty with your call, so maybe if you get in a better cell, we'll try to reconnect. Jason is up next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you know a guy named Pat Patrick?
Pat Patrick?
Yes, sir.
I believe I do, yes.
Because I was on a show, Best in High School Football in Birmingham.
Yeah, right.
Pat Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Patrick's Best in High School Football.
He's been doing that a long time.
Yes, sir. I was going to say if you thought Birmingham metro area football added up to, like, Texas and Georgia and Florida.
Well, I think the overall area, the metro area, meaning outside Birmingham, Hoover, Vestavia,
Thompson,
Mountain Brook, Thompson, Hewitt Trustful. I mean, there's a lot of great. The Birmingham area has a lot of great, phenomenal football programs. The difference between Georgia and Texas, though, is. For a specific area, it might, but it's just not that big of a state like Texas.
Yeah,
I think the general metro area would match up with almost anyone.
Yeah, Paul, I got this friend of mine from the Navy. He watches your show. Can I ask him to give me a call? I hadn't seen him since I got out of the Navy. His name's Andrew Bart. He lives in East Tennessee.
Okay, hold on a second, Jason. Let's go over this again. His name is what? Edgar?
Andrew Barton.
Edgar Barton.
Yes, sir.
Where in East Tennessee does he live?
Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge. He lives in Oak Ridge. Edgar Barton. And you served in the Navy with him when?
About 10 years ago, Paul.
10 years ago.
I got out 10 years ago, yes, sir.
Now, if Edgar is hearing this or some friend of Edgar can reach him, how should he get in touch with you?
It's Andrew, Paul. Andrew.
Okay, let me correct myself. Andrew Barton, right?
Yes, sir.
Andrew Barton. I don't know Edgar, but I do know Andrew. Andrew Barton, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Andrew Barton from Oak Ridge, if you're watching or listening or you have friends, Jason is looking to hook up with you for a phone call. Jason, how does he find you?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and he can have my phone number.
Okay, so he can find you on Facebook by doing what?
Searching my name, Kenneth Gilmore.
Oh, Kenneth Gilmore. Okay, we are going to connect you with your friend in Oak Ridge.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. He called in as Jason, but his name is Kenneth Gilmore. And what's the guy's name again in Oak Ridge?
Andrew
Barton. If those two guys can get together, I wish they would call us together, because I would like, it's only been 10 years since they've seen each other, but they're trying to find each other. I feel like that's really good for us to help connect people. Is there someone you're trying to, there are a couple of people I'm looking for as well.
There's people looking for me, but I don't want to be here.
If you have someone you would like to reach out to, this is your program. Doesn't matter if it's an old flame, an old friend, an old Navy buddy. I want to find Scott Rabelais. Can anybody connect me with him?
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.